Good evening and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program, an exclusive NDTV report, how for the last decade plus, China has been constructing roads in the disputed Doklam Plateau. Also on the program, our big debate, metro fares in Delhi have been hiked by 10 rupees a ticket. What does it all mean as the Aam Aadmi Party, the BJP and the Congress lock horns? But first, the big story. China and road construction in the Doklam Plateau. It's not happened anytime soon. In fact, it's been happening now for a very long time, more than a decade, as successive Indian governments just watched. They could do very little. Last week, we brought you a report on how Chinese road construction workers backed by the Chinese army were widening and strengthening the existing road infrastructure in the disputed Doklam Plateau, even after the face-off between the armies ended. What we can now share with you are images of how for more than a decade, successive governments in India could do nothing but watch as the Chinese built roads in Doklam. The area we are talking about is north of the vulnerable Chicken's Neck that connects northeast India with the rest of the country. This is the Doklam Plateau, the Chinese town of Yadung, Sikkim to the west, Bhutan to the east. The high-res image shows the all-weather Chinese road this year in Doklam. This is the east to west axis of the road, which ends near the Dokala Pass, near the likely site of the standoff. This is an image of the same east to west axis in 2005. As you can see, it's nothing but a narrow track. Jump to 2011, the same stretch of track has been converted into a road. And here's the same track under snow in 2014. And here it is this year, as you can see, a fully built up road. There is also a south-to-north axis that gives the Chinese a second route into Doklam. This northern axis route didn't exist back in 2005, as you can see here. This is the road now, which connects the north of Doklam with the existing track that we earlier showed you. Both the northern route and the eastern route head to the same place, Yadung, in the Chumbi Valley. The bottom line is this: the Doklam Plateau is a tiny piece of land. With their continued infrastructure development in this area, this remains a potential flashpoint between India and China in the future. Vishnu Shom for NDTV. On the program tonight, protests in Delhi after a 10 rupee hike in metro fares comes into effect. Joining us now to debate this, Arvinder Singh Lovely of the BJP, Atishi Marlena of the Aam Aadmi Party with us as well, Sharmishta Mukherjee, the spokesperson of the Congress, and with me, the ex-Urban Secretary, Urban Affairs Secretary, Government of India, Mr. Shankar Agarwal. Thanks very much. Mr. Lovely, let me come to you. The allegation made by the Aam Aadmi Party is that you are trying to convert the Delhi Metro into an elite form of transportation. How do you respond?
See, it is so unfortunate that after 2.5 years also, Chief Minister of the state and Deputy Chief Minister doesn't even know the rules and norms of the governance. There is a lot of confusion on this issue. I myself have been a transport minister for 5 years, mm-hmm. and I had worked with DMRC with very close association. Let me tell you, the role of the central government is to provide 50% money in partnership with Delhi for the projects of Delhi Metro. As far as running of the Delhi Metro is concerned, DMRC is the sole body and Delhi government oversee that. And it's not only about the five directors which you were mentioning. There is a fare fixation committee in which chief secretary and additional secretary of UD department and a person who is head of that committee, which is selected by the interference and the proposal of Delhi government, decide upon the fare fixation. Secondly, if Delhi government, see, nobody will deny this fact that there should be a minimum fare hike and commuters should not feel the stress and the heat of the fare hike.
Undoubtedly,
everybody will want that. Now the reason is why, I'm telling you that only. Now the reason is why this fare hike. See, the infrastructure which DMRC right now have, that infrastructure is capable of running more metro trains even in Delhi. Phase 3, which had to be completed by 2016-2017, is delayed by 3 years.
Okay, Mr. Lavli, I'm interrupting you only because we'll get to these other points also. I just want to get a quick reaction from the Aam Aadmi Party. Atishi, the point being mentioned is that you had...
That is why there is a fear.
Yeah. Sir, I'll get to the substantive points of what you're saying about route expansion and line expansion in a little while. But Atishi, the point mentioned by Manish Sisodia is that, you know, this is becoming an Uber. They are converting the metro train is the center into an Ola Uber kind of people are going to end up preferring Ola and Uber, and that this becomes an elite form of transportation. Is that really fair, considering the fact that the Delhi government, as Arvinder Singh Lavli was mentioning, had several opportunities to represent, to voice their opposition to any proposed hike?
There's three or four things I would like to say in response to that. First of all, let's be very clear that we are talking about public transport. The operative word here is public. The whole idea of having Delhi Metro and other public transport services is that ordinary citizens who cannot afford to have cars have access to a convenient and affordable means of transport. Number one, if the fare is hiked by such substantial amounts, and see, it's not just a question of a fare hike, it's also of the amount of fare that's been hiked. Vishnu, you must remember that one fare hike has already happened in May. Now a second fare hike is happening in October. So for all practical purposes, from April 2017 to today, 10th of October, there has been a 100% rise in metro tickets. If I was paying 11 rupees for a ride earlier, I will now pay 30 rupees. Where I was paying 19 rupees, I would pay 40 rupees. Where I was paying 28 rupees, I would pay 60 rupees. It's a 100% fare hike. Nowhere across the world does any form of public transport put that kind of burden on ordinary citizens, number one. Number two, fare fixation committee. The fare fixation committee had actually explicitly said that there should be a minimum of a 1 year gap between the number of times the fare got hiked. In fact, it's against the Metro Act. This is a question that needs to be put before the DMRC board, of which 11 out of the 16 members are nominated by the central government. Why this proposal was brought in such a delayed manner? The fare fixation committee said the first hike should be in October 16.
Why was it brought in? Atishi, what is your allegation? Why was it brought in?
This is a question that the BJP needs to answer. Why is it? And in fact, Mr. Arvinder Singh Lavli, I will make a personal allegation. He himself said he's been transport minister for 5 years. What was he doing so far? Why is it that the central government with which he is right now has not thought of a model of financial viability?
I'll get Arvinder Singh Lavli to answer in a moment, but let me go across to Sharmishtha Mukherjee as well.
No, but in no metros across the world, Vishnu, does the public actually pay the cost for the entire metro? There are different models of cross-subsidy that different countries
and
across
I'll
the world
get to what you're talking about
what
in the sharing of the subsidies, but Sharmishtha, the point that Atishi was mentioning over there is that it's unfair for there to be A, two fare hikes within 1 year, and B, effectively a 100% fare hike for passengers in Delhi. What is the Congress party's view on this?
Well, it's definitely unfair, but who is responsible for this? You know, Aam Aadmi Party government can't just shrug off its responsibility, because this is, they are also 50% shareholder in DMRC. So if they are trying to fool the people of Delhi, I mean, they will not succeed. Secondly, I would also point out, you know, one point which Mr. Lavli brought in, that there has been an inordinate delay, and for the first time in the history of DMRC, of the finishing of the third phase. So it was supposed to finish 159 kilometers by September 2016, but by then it has just finished 22 kilometers. So if there is such a delay, obviously the project cost will rise, and this is happening for the first time. So who is responsible for that? Both the central government and the Delhi government are equally responsible for that. Thirdly, when we talk about the fare hike, I would also like to remind Ms. Atishi Marlena that in May, when the first fare hike was done, you know, that is the time also a proposal was mooted that the second fare hike would be done in October. And I remember Mr. Ajay Makan, the DPCC Congress president, he commented about this. So what was the Aam Aadmi government was doing from May till October? Why were they sleeping over the issue? And just 2 days before they raised this issue, so this is absolutely complete hypocrisy.
Atishi, would you like to respond briefly to that? You had the opportunity, you didn't do enough. Just reply, and then I'll come back to Mr. Lavli.
before I go across over here.
First of all, you must remember that in the DMRC, 5 out of the 16 members are nominated by the Delhi government. That is definitely less than the majority. Representatives of the Delhi government have repeatedly opposed the fare hike in the fare fixation committee and then again in the board of DMRC and yesterday again in an emergency meeting. At all instances, Delhi government has opposed the fare hike. Number one. Number two, yes, financially Delhi government is a 50% partner, but in terms of governance of the DMRC structure, it is the central government and the Ministry of Urban Development of the central government that is the major governance partner, because they have 11 out of the 16 board members, which is where decisions are made. Number three, Delhi government has offered to foot 50% of the subsidy bill. Of the 3,000 crore rupee required, Delhi government has offered to foot 1,500 crores if the centre is willing to pitch in 1,500 crores as well. Because it was the responsibility of DMRC and the central government in the past 7-8 years to have thought of a model of financial viability, we have now said that give us the Delhi Metro, we are willing to run it, that over the next few years we will make Delhi Metro financially viable by developing other models.
Okay, I just want to go across to Mr. Agarwal. The model which has been proposed by the Aam Aadmi Party, 1,500 crore rupees each per year as a cost-sharing exercise, is that at all viable between the centre and the state?
You see, when DMRC was started, at that point of time, the financial position of the state government and the central government was looked into. Not only that, the governance structure was also looked into. And we found that this is the best model wherein the 50% equity comes from the state government and 50% equity comes from the central government. And this is an excellent model for implementing any infrastructure project in this country. You would recall that only the metros in these countries are being completed in time, or
Almost in time, except this last phase.
Absolutely. Not only that, our fares are one of the lowest in the world. Now, because it's a sharing between the state government and the central government, that's why the fare fixation becomes a little difficult. However, as a commercial entity, DMRC has to recover the cost of running at
least. So, it had no option.
There's no option. I have been the chairman of DMRC as Secretary of Urban Development. And I know that there is no interference whatsoever from the central government. The all decisions are taken by the board, and it's a board-run kind of a company.
So there is no way out. There is no option presently which is
the only option out is that the central government as well as the state government should be willing to subsidize it. Now, if the central government doesn't have that kind of resources, or the state government doesn't have that kind of resources, naturally.
A subsidy to what extent would be required right now to bring down the fares back to what they were, or perhaps a small increase?
It depends what is the gap between the revenue which is being collected at the moment and the cost of operations which has to be incurred by the DMRC.
Mr. Lovely, one of the points mentioned by the Aam Aadmi Party
Vishnu,
is that.
I would like to make one point.
Just half a second. Arvinder Singh Lovely, one of the points mentioned is that the BJP or the centre, I should say, has been unable to make the DMRC into a profitable body because a lot of the properties that it actually has hasn't been commercially been made viable enough. If those properties were developed properly, if the retail spaces were created over there, if a lot more money was actually generated, then you would not be in this situation. How do you respond to that, Mr. Lovely?
See, actually, I was discussing that issue only when you stopped me.
Go ahead.
When this phase 3 line has been delayed because of the hurdles and fund release problems, and hurdles have to be operational things have to be managed by Delhi government. Delhi government has to see that all the hurdles which come in the way of putting the lines should be solved. That is a Delhi government's job. And as Mr. Agarwal has rightly mentioned, center has no role in operational costs and operational it's a company, DMRC is running the show. And as far as if Aam Aadmi Party people are so serious that fare should not be hiked, have they ever tried, if they are giving subsidized electricity to the rest of the houses in Delhi, have they ever thought to give subsidized electricity to Delhi Metro also? And as far as DMRC's profitability is concerned, when all the projects will be on the time and all the hurdles will be removed, naturally, with the same infrastructure, they will get more revenue for more commuters,
okay,
and more benefits. DMRC's cost will reduce. And if anybody is responsible,
Atishi, why don't you subsidize electricity fares, which is a huge expense for
their chief secretary is the key member.
Metro every single year, every single month. Why doesn't the state government in Delhi try and bring in a subsidy over there, reduce the electricity rates?
Two things, Vishnu, I would like to respond to. Number one, let me assure Mr. Lovely that the money, that at least the argument that is being made for fare hikes is not that costs have increased because of the delay. The argument being made is that the next installment of the loan for the Delhi Metro is due for the initial development of the metro, not the operational costs, but for the infrastructure development. Infrastructure development for any public transport projects across the world, the burden is never put on the public. Either governments pay for it themselves, number one, or they find, as I said, models of cross-subsidy. So it is not operational costs that are coming from this fare hike, but it is the loan repayer, number one. Number two, Vishnu, of course we said we are willing to give a subsidy, but we would want the central government to be a partner in that subsidy. We were willing to give a 1,500 crore subsidy as long as the central government is willing to give 1,500 crore.
Mr. Lovely, what's wrong
well.
With that what's
so
with
whether
that proposal?
Subsidy, whether
why
that
doesn't
subsidy
the
is in the form
subsidize?
Of electricity, anything.
I'm coming.
Yeah, Mr. Lovely, respond to that. Why isn't the center willing to subsidize?
I'll tell you. See, central government even provides electricity. And every state has a different rate of electricity rate, like Delhi government has given subsidy in electricity. If you will see today's case only, the government of Gujarat and government of Maharashtra have reduced their VAT to reduce the rates of diesel and petrol. Central government is not only partner with Delhi. Central government is partner with every other city wherever metro is coming
sir,
up.
But here we
so
are
it's upon
about
the
Delhi
state
metro.
Government
in Delhi
that
metro,
at what rate they want
central
their
government is a 50% partner.
Citizens.
If we are willing to give a 50% subsidy, you should also be willing to give
in
a 50%
every metro
subsidy.
Wherever. Wherever UD is putting metro,
no, sir,
central
Calcutta
government
metro,
is 50% partner.
Calcutta metro
Madam,
is
you have not been
Calcutta
briefed
metro,
properly.
Central government
Madam,
is
you have not been briefed
run.
Properly by
central
your minister.
Government runs, central government runs 100, pays 100% of the bill for the Calcutta metro. Please go do your homework.
And what about Kerala? What about Kerala's metro? What about...
so all I am pointing out is that wherever there's a 50% arrangement, where there is a 50% arrangement, we are willing to give a 50% subsidy. Why is central government not willing to give a 50% subsidy? Why do you want the burden? Why do you want to burden the ordinary commuters? Why do you want students to shift from the metro to DTC buses? Why do you want working women to shift from metro to DTC buses, because that is what is actually
do
happening.
Do you think that you,
number two,
you,
even
you have left DTC with
sir,
such an option that
if
anybody could
ridership,
that?
If ridership nee,
do
goes
you really
down,
believe
your revenue
that DTC
is
in
not
such
going
a
to go
that
up.
People can
revenue
to
is not going to... Sir, they will have no choice. You have made metro fares absolutely
Madam, you
unaffordable.
Okay, Atishi, one second. Let Mr. Lovely respond.
100% price hike.
Atishi, and Sharmishtha, I'll come to you next. Mr. Lovely, respond to the specific point before I go back to Sharmishtha.
She is not letting me reply.
No, go ahead.
With full regards, due regards to her, she has not been briefed properly. Let me tell her that central provides electricity, also central provides petrol also, central provides metro also, and basically Delhi government is also, as other states are, provided fund by central government only. But it depends upon state government. In our time also, she was asking me, there was very minimal fare hike, because we used to ensure that metro has a earning projects also, metro has malls also, and they are completed, all the hurdles are, I myself used to take once a week a meeting for Delhi Metro. Have their transport minister ever taken a meeting of Delhi Metro? And if they have so much problem with metro and its functioning, who has moved the proposal to give extension to chairperson of metro? Who has given 4 years extension proposal to Mangu Singh? Who has brought that proposal?
Sir,
if they have so
the
much
simple
problem
question.
All
why?
Of sudden,
no, but Atishi, why don't you answer the questions he's making? Why don't you answer the questions Mr. Lovely is making?
Government?
Why have you agreed to the extension of the chairperson of the DMRC's post?
Nee, they have not agreed. They have moved the proposal.
The problem is not with one person. The problem is with
now
the
who else is responsible except for the chairperson?
Yes, yes. A model of financial viability. There is a model nowhere across the world, as I have said.
Then
okay, all right. Okay, I just want to go. I want to go across to Sharmishtha Mukherjee. I want to go across to Sharmishtha Mukherjee at this stage. Sharmishtha, the bottom line is that it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's politics. The Aam Aadmi Party cannot afford to alienate their core constituency, which uses the Delhi Metro. The Congress Party is saying that when we were in charge in Delhi, it was all hunky-dory, we met all the deadlines. And the BJP, which is has a deeply, strange equation with the Aam Aadmi Party, they fight about each and everything, is essentially sending a message of its own. Is this what it's all about ultimately, the politics of three parties in Delhi?
Well, let me tell you that whatever is happening here right in the studio, it is also affecting, it's also a reflection of what is happening outside. Let me remind you that when the metro was first brought in 2002, I think, in Delhi, and that time, you know, after that in 2004, we formed the government in center. So when the metro first came in, I think that time there was Congress government here and the BJP government in the center. And there was also a period, you know, when the BJP government was in Delhi. That time metro was not there, I'm sorry. But in this 10 years, only twice metro fare was hiked, in 2005 and in 2009. So how did we manage it? And, you know, we were talking about the subsidies. We made a rough calculation that the last year's fare box, the total tariff from metro, was about 1,763 crore. And the total passenger trip was about 1,000 crore.
Okay.
So if we take the impact of this fare hike as rupees 8 per average, you know, it will be the government just need to subsidize about 800 to 900 crore, and plus the operational cost.
Okay, at the end of the day,
not really much. And you know, the Aam Aadmi Party is subsidizing 7,500 crores for the electricity in the last 3 years.
So perhaps they aren't in a position to actually subsidize more. But one second, all of you, Sharmishtha, half a second. Let's focus also on what the commuter on the ground is saying today. I'm going to go across to my colleague Amitoj Singh. Amitoj, what are some of the reactions that you're getting? You've been covering the story all day.
Well, it's very clear, Vishnu. It's slightly divided, but I would say it's slightly in favor of the fact that maybe it could have been done differently and maybe it should not have been done at all. Let's just speak to the commuters. We got three young ones out here, a young boy out here. Let me just start by asking him, you're a student. How does this affect your life? What do you think of the politics? What do you make of all of this?
Well, I think as a commuter, I would want that my metro prices should not go up. They should remain the same. Like, if there should be a gradual increase in prices. Like, the prices have been increased for about 100% in last 5 months.
Yeah.
And last time the prices increased, it was in 2009. If you want to expand the metro, there are many other ways where you can do it. Like, you can cut it from taxes. Modi government is implementing a lot of taxes.
Okay.
They can take it from that. Why do commuters have to burden this?
Interesting thought. You're a woman, you travel by the metro. Will this fare hike change the way you travel? Will you take the auto, the rickshaw, or the bus now?
Like, I used to travel from East Delhi to Mathura Road. So after comparing like auto and cabs, this one is the cheapest and the convenient.
Even now?
No, not now. But still, I have to travel by metro.
Why?
Because it takes lesser time to reach my office.
Okay.
Bus will take 2 hours and the metro will take 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Okay, so you're okay with this hike, in a sense.
Not okay. I am also not okay, but I have to. I don't have any other option.
Okay. What are your thoughts, madam?
Like she just said, many people in Delhi have to travel to metro just because they don't have any other option. But at my aspect, I say, the government is encouraging us, every one of us, to use public transport.
Yeah.
Public transport more and more. And GMRC, the metro, is an essential way of transport in Delhi.
Okay.
Then why there is such a major price hike in just
why
5 months?
Why do you think it's
I feel, clearly the GMRC is not into the losses, which they are saying about it. So one of the reason could be that they want to reduce the crowd, which has been coming up in the metro.
They want to reduce the crowd. So you're getting a different analysis out here, Vishnu. And I've been getting this through the day as I've been speaking to many, many commuters. It is a tough one for them. But really, they didn't even realize it, a lot of them, that this has happened. And I think it's going to pinch them at the end of the month when they actually analyze their budget.
All right, Abhitoch, thank you very much. We are completely out of time on this debate. One way or the other, people are going to be paying for this hike in metro fares. The metro has been one of the most outstanding infrastructure projects in India, if not the single most outstanding infrastructure project. It's also been remarkable in the manner in which it has been able to complete its various phases on time. This new phase is a bit behind schedule, but it's not completely out of sync with relatively speedy completion from here onwards. One can only hope that these issues are resolved so that the Delhi Metro can continue to do what it has to do, keep transporting more and more passengers in a more comfortable way, with more bogies across more destinations, more stations, more interchange lines in the national capital region. Thank you very much for being with us.